Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. Mishnah Vav brings another case that is similar in halacha to the previous case of a woman whose husband was mefer her nazirus after she set aside her animals. The Torah, and this is taught in Torah Shebaal Peh, although it doesn't appear in Torah Shebichsav, the Torah permits a man, that is a father, right, a father to pledge nazirus for his son who is under the age of bar mitzvah, right? Ha'ish madir es b'no b'nazir. And if he does so, then the son is a nazir, provided that the son himself does not object, and that his other relatives don't object. Ve'ein ha'isha madir es b'no b'nazir. The mother does not have such a right or ability to make her son a nazir. Now, the Mishnah tells us that this situation could end up being like the previous case, right, in terms of practical halacha. Ketzad, what's the case? How does that fit? Gilach o shegilchu karovav. If, after the father's declaration of nazirus for the son goes ahead and gets a haircut, right? So if he gets a haircut, he's obviously rejecting the father's declaration of nazirus. Or his relatives get him a haircut. So the new relatives are obviously objecting to the father's declaration. Or if they did it explicitly, Micha o Shemichu Krovav, or the son himself says explicitly, I don't agree. Or the relatives say, no, we do not allow this child to be a Nazir. So then we're back in the case that we were before. The Nazirus is canceled, and what about the animals? So, Haisa Lobahim Mufreshis, if there was animals set aside, so the halacha really is, like the previous Mishnah, chatos tamos, the animal that was set aside for the chatos must be left to die. V'ha ola, tikra ola, the ola is brought as an olas nedava. V'ha shlamim, and the shlamim, yikrivu shlamim, they should be brought as a shlamim with the special caveat that we talked about before. V'nechon yom echad, they're only in for one day, like the shami nazir, because that is, after all, how they were set aside and sanctified. But even though they're a little bit like Shalmei Nazir, there's still no bread brought with it because the bread has to be put on the hands of the Nazir and there's no Nazir to put it on the hands of. And of course, Hayulo Mosuduman, if the father set aside money for the son's karbanos, just non-specific pot, a single pot of money for all the karbanos, so then Yiplut Nedava, all the money goes to Olos Nedava. Ma'os mifurashin, if he set aside separate money for each carbon, right? This money is for my chatas, this money is for my ola, this money is for my shlomim. So in that case, t'mechatas yelchu le'amamelech. The money from the chatas must be destroyed. Lashon HaMishnah means it has to go to be brought to Yam HaMelech. And it's, of course, asur bahana, lo nehanin. But there's also no me'ila because they're not considered kodshei Hashem because it's not going in the mizbeach. It's not a sacrifice to God. Dmei ola, the money for the ola carbon, yavi ola. So they should use that money to buy an animal to be brought as a carbon ola of an ola sedava. Umolin b'hem, and of course this money has me'ila. Because it's going to be a korban. It's intended to be a korban ola, and therefore it is kodshei Hashem. Dmei shlamim, the money that was put aside for the shlamim, yaviu shlamim, that you bring shlamim. And of course, just like we said with regard to the animal itself, ne'achalin liyom echad, it can be eaten for one day, not two, because that is a chumrah of shami nazir. Ve'ein tonim lecha, but they don't require bread because the bread would have to be put on the hands of the Nazir, and there is no Nazir to put it on the hands of.